Well, good morning, everybody. It's Dave Player back with you here on 720 WGN. And I say back with you because I haven't been on for a couple weeks here, Mr. Baddish.
Yeah, happy birthday to you.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Let me get this out. Happy birthday, dear Dave. Everybody join along. Here we go. Happy birthday to you.
Well, that was very kind. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Ooh, look at that. Look at that. Look at
I wanted
that.
To get you, you something, but you're the man who's got everything already. So what do I get a guy who's got everything? I don't know.
A pair of spats.
A pair of spats. There you go. That just never crossed my mind.
That was Jackie Gleason, Norton telling Jackie Gleason, yeah. What'd you get me for Christmas? I got you a pair of spats. Why did you get me a pair of spats? Where'd you get those from? He goes, no, it was no big deal. I got them at the Fat Man shop.
Yeah.
I know. I said to my daughter, my 11-year-old daughter, I said, because it was the big 5-0 for me, you know, and I said, do I look old and fat? She goes, no, you look good and fat. I'm not fat.
You're not fat.
I'm not.
You just did a cleansing like a month ago, didn't you?
I know, but you know what? Being on vacation, I know. You eat
naughty,
like a
naughty.
Eat like a jackass. You really do when you're on vacation. You don't care anymore.
And now today is National Ice Cream Day.
I know. You know what? A lot of what I did is we were up in Wisconsin and for about 6 or 7 days. So first of all, this is the first time, and I don't like talking about myself, but I'm going to give you just a little scenario about this. 6, 7 days, 10 days, almost completely disconnected from all of my work life. So my work life
is impossible for you.
Well, it includes, you know, I am CEO of Retail First, which is this company that, you know, we do retail environments and fixtures and graphics and so forth for companies like Walgreens and Ace Hardware and True Value and PetSmart and Office Max and Depot and Party City and Beam, Jim Beam, and Weber Grill, and all that. Other. See, I plugged everybody now.
Yeah.
And then
get the bell out. Ding, 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 ding.
Where's Lou's bell? Hold on a minute.
Where is it? Is it over there? Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, yep, I got Lou's bell right there.
Oh, great.
So I should have done it like 9 times. So that, and then I'm here, and then at WGN Radio, and then Vice President of the Broadcast Museum, which we're figuring some things out over there. There's some good news ahead, so we're looking forward to that. And then I'm pretty involved in my kids' school and church and all that other good stuff. So I literally unplugged everything for 10 days, which I don't think I've ever done it. But when I was up in Wisconsin, you know, we did Friday night fish fries. They just opened up a little a bar at this little bed and breakfast I stay at. So it was, you know, a little nightcap, a little old-fashioned, a grasshopper here and there, Brandy Alexander, you know. So we just ate and grilled, and then we were off to Washington, D.C. So we got about a half a day at home to redo laundry and repack and unpack and all that good stuff. And then we went to take my son, who is went to a journalism and media conference in Washington, D.C. We took him, but we decided the whole family was going to go, and we toured around Washington. And I will tell you, fabulous experience. But it went from really hanging out in the boat, you know, looking out at the water, quick swim, sleeping in to, okay, we're up at 6:30, we're going to breakfast, we got to be at the state capitol at 8:15 a.m., boom, 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 and that's what we did. So we toured the state capitol, went to the White House, went to the Library of Congress, went to the Smithsonian, the Lincoln Memorial and, Arlington National Cemetery and the World War II Memorial.
Yeah.
And we fit that in less than 2 days.
Wow.
All of that.
I saw some of the pictures.
Yeah. It was really, a lot of fun. And then my son was there all week, and it was really difficult because, you know, he's going to be a junior in high school. He's not, you
know. Look at this already before you know it.
Yeah. And, you know, it was tough. You know, my wife got out of the car and stood and watched him walk away. I walked with him up to the, you know, because he was staying in a dorm, you know, up there. Yeah. And it was George Mason University. And he was only one of a few kids representing any high schools in Illinois. And there was several hundred kids in this program. And but it's funny. I get this rundown of, yeah, we did this. And then I met with Marco Rubio's press secretary, and I did this, and I did this. And we went to a White House press briefing, and And I'm doing really well with this girl. And I'm like, what does that
mean? Wait a minute.
Wait,
how that
wait a minute. What does that mean? I'm doing really well. I don't know. Okay. And I'm thinking where he's at in his life. What does really well mean? Because I know what really well means to me.
Right.
And really well means hanging out. And I'm not being naive and stupid, but it means, oh, no, we're hanging out and some good camaraderie. And then he's sending me pictures, and he shares a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. So I know if there was anything over and above, I really do believe he would share with me.
Well,
of course. But, yeah, he had a really great time. And then Friday was my my 50th, and mm-hmm. And we're celebrating at a rooftop in a couple of weeks, which I got to get your RSVP, Mr. Badish, and Ms. Camille.
Excellent.
At work they had a radio cake for me, and they took me out to lunch. Our senior team took us out to lunch, and mm-hmm. That night we went to Joe's Stone Crab down here in Steakhouse, which is great, with my folks. It was just a nice little intimate dinner with the family, and it was a lot of fun. And just hung out. And Josh came in via car downtown with his luggage into the restaurant at like 7 o'clock because his flight was delayed, and had cake at the house. It was just fun. It was a great day. And then today, it was the first normal Saturday kind of back home. Josh had to work the Buffett concert at Wrigley, and
he got to do that.
Oh yeah, he did. Oh yeah, he did.
I thought it was just the games.
No. He did. What was last week? He did James. Was it James Taylor?
Yeah,
he did James Taylor, and he did what was before that? Oh, Tom Petty.
Yeah.
So
and today was or last night was Huey Lewis with him too, right?
Yeah. He didn't get to do that one, but
okay.
He was still in D.C. But yeah, he had a great time. But we went downtown and mm-hmm. to Village Cycle and bought our kids some bikes because they both outgrew their bicycles, and it was really exciting. And my 4-year-old says, he's so excited. He goes, I might cry when I get home.
At
4 years old, he was that excited about his bike. Talk amongst yourselves. I have to blow my nose.
Oh, and so, ladies and gentlemen, down in the main studio.
All right, that's enough. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick break because I've got a lot I want to talk about today. But we're going to do, since I turned 50, we pulled up 50 things that turned 50 this year. And I also took a Men's Health magazine poll of 50 things you're supposed to do before you turn 50. And I want to see what you have done, what I have done.
All right.
Camille's like 3 decades away from that, for God's sake. So
I know.
She can jump into that
and
conversation.
This is wild. You turned 50 this year, and I turned 65.
That's right.
Both big milestones.
See, that's why I like, you know, the demographic variance between you, myself, and Camille, because we all have such a different opinion on things, and that's what makes it a lot of fun. But we've got Fred Savage coming up. We've also got, we've got a reporter from the Wall Street Journal talking about companies like Chef Boyardee and Kraft Macaroni and Cheese and mm-hmm. Aunt Jemima and all these companies all these foods that we used to eat growing up are suffering right now. I mean, they're down huge market share because, you know, Velveeta and stuff. Nobody knows what's in this stuff. Everyone wants more natural organic foods, and nobody's eating these canned spaghetti anymore because Lord knows what's in it. It's high salt, high sugar,
mm-hmm.
and market shares drop. So we're going to talk to Annie Gasparo. She's a Wall Street Journal reporter on kind of where that's going. I am going to share with you my Wayne Mesmer interview I did on the Steve Cochran Show. And then Steve Darnell is coming in a little bit later, which I
know
you'll enjoy as well.
Yeah,
all kinds of good stuff. We'll be back. That's right. One of the things turning 50 this year, 1967, Daydream Believer by the Monkees and Davy Jones. That was my kid's first concert.
One of my favorite songs.
I took him at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. I love that song. It's but it's 50 years old. And we're going to be breaking down 50 things turning 50 as I just turned the big 5-0.
Yeah.
This year. So
I was 15 when that came out.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my.
You're a teenager. You're just a kid.
I was a hep cat, baby.
Sure. Sure you were. Anyway. So before we jump into the 50 things turning 50, I just want to talk about this. There's a recent study from Men's Health magazine of all the things you should try and accomplish before you turn 50. And I was looking at this list, and there's just no way. Let me go through.
Because you take good care of yourself.
Yeah, but it's not just all about that. It's things that you're doing. So some of these are simple ones. So number one was buy a house. Check.
Nah. Okay.
Have kids. Got 3. Check.
Yeah, good.
Get married. Check.
Yeah.
4. Fall in love. Check.
Hopefully fall in love before you have. Okay.
Number five, and this is one of them, eat fish and chips on a pier.
Ooh.
On a pier.
Well, I've been on a pier.
Yeah.
And I've eaten fish and chips actually in England.
Oh, okay.
Fish and chips.
Ooh, I'll check that off as that, yeah.
Yeah, and but never the two together. Does that count?
No.
Ah, darn.
Six, donate blood. Done that.
Yeah.
Seven, read 100 books. I'm sure I've done that over the last 2 years here.
I think I read, well, yeah, here with you, yeah.
Easily.
But right. I think I read 100 before I was 15.
I'd easily. Say so. Yeah. I wonder what the stats are now for younger kids who are not reading books so much.
Well, you know, it depends. Like, actually, I'm just finishing the Harry Potter series, which I saw the movies first. I'd never read the books.
Oh. So now you're going back.
And I'm reading the books, and it's awesome. Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. I always think it's already spoiled by that point, but so you're enjoying
it. No, not at all. Okay. It's a completely different perspective.
See your favorite band live. Easy enough. My gosh, do that several times.
I missed my favorite band because I couldn't afford them.
Okay. Which was?
And I was just, Beatles.
Okay.
Back in the day when they were in Chicago, I was just too young for it. And what did I know? I didn't go to a concert, I think, until I was in college.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
So.
Nine, learn a language. Okay, so I took 4 years of Spanish, and I know a little Polish.
Okay.
Okay. Attend a music festival. Done.
Yeah.
11, own a dog. No, allergic, although we're talking about it, about doing a hypoallergenic dog.
Okay.
Yeah. 12, learn to say no to your mother.
Yeah. How's that working for you?
I've done it.
Oh, really?
But it's not fun.
When did you do it? When you were real young?
I might have done it yesterday in the car going downtown at dinner. Number 13, stay out all night partying. That's what we're doing every night here.
Really?
But I've done that. And it's been a while. You know the last time I did this, and this is going to sound crazy, but I just saw the WGN Morning News team in Park Ridge because it's down by where I live.
Right,
they had a big block party. It was amazing how many people showed up. And I saw Larry Potash and Pat Tomasulo and Alan Bolival and a bunch of other people and Dean Richards, of course, and I haven't seen some of these guys in a while, and the last time, I think it was Dean Richards, George Pappas from WGN, it was Anna, it was Pat Tomasulo, it was Paul Conrad was there too, but we went out to see Anna do stand-up, all of us.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Which she just started, and all night long, and now these guys, don't forget, like Dean, Pat, and all of them, they get up at like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
So we just went out all night, like, and we were down on Belmont, and we were hitting bars, and then by about 2:30, and I was surprised they were all up. They all must have napped. And I remember Pat saying, I'm hungry, let's go for breakfast. So we went to breakfast, and then we were realizing that they said, we just want to be up a full 24 hours and say that we did this.
No.
But that was the last time that I was up, probably got home at 5 o'clock in the morning. My wife was like, what, how old do you think you are? I'm like, well, that's a secret to longevity.
Yeah.
14, write a will. Yes.
No, I haven't done it yet.
No way.
Yeah, I know I need to. We both need to, I know.
Yeah. Important. And
yeah.
Just got a budget for it because it costs a little money to do something like that. But with three kids.
You've got a business and everything else. Yeah.
You have to do it. Pay off your credit cards. Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
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 But now we got more
credit
in other ways.
Gotcha. Yeah. Remember where the gas cap is.
Easy.
Depending on the car I'm driving. But yes, it is. Travel somewhere alone. And I do it all the time for business. Yeah. 18, sleep underneath the stars. Never did that really until I met my wife. That was something she just loved doing. Loved sleeping under the stars. Just
really?
Like throwing a blanket in the backyard and falling asleep outside. Or sleeping under the Christmas tree. She's all over that stuff.
Yeah.
So, watching a meteor shower. I think I've seen one. Dancing in the rain. I'm not quite sure I danced in it. I might have been looking like I've been dancing in it, running through it.
Stumbled through it.
Yeah. Become an expert at something. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I can say some old time, classic television. I know we're going to be late. She's in my ear. We got to go.
So,
move it along.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry.
Quit a job. Done that.
Okay.
See a volcano. Nope. Not live. Not upslope. Nope. Visit all seven continents? Nope.
No.
Throw a coin in a fountain, please.
Yes.
Take a helicopter ride? No.
No, not yet.
Have sex on a beach? Sure. Sure. Come on.
I'm trying to remember way back because I got an extra 15 years on you. So keep going.
I'm going to say here. Does it in the backseat of a car at a beach count?
Well, that's like me eating fish and chips, but not at a pier. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Barbados. I'd say Barbados.
On a beach.
Barbados, maybe.
Was the car on the beach?
Swim with, sort of. Swim with dolphins. Yes.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I did that in somewhere. I did that somewhere in Florida.
Was that pretty cool?
Yeah, the kids were with me. Oh, it was awesome. Go skinny dipping. Yeah. Yes, years ago. A long time
Playboy
ago.
Club, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Ooh, in the pool.
The Grand Geneva now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ride in a gondola in Venice. No.
No. Well, I did in Vegas.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. The resort they got
all right,
there.
Okay. Yeah. Make a snow angel. Sure. Take part in a protest.
Mm-mm. Yes. Back in high school.
Okay. All right. Own your own business. Boom. Doing that. Go in a hot air balloon. Yes.
No.
Look up an X. I've done that on Facebook.
That's called stalking now. Go ahead.
Camille, what were you going to say?
I was going to say if you don't do that nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of strange.
I know.
All of them look pretty good. That's terrible. I've had a couple like try to friend me on Facebook, and I've kind of had some issue with that. Like, I don't want to get that close.
Yeah, right.
There's one or two because it's so long ago. I just don't care. But there's a couple. I'm like, no. Climb a mountain. Yeah. Jump into a pool fully clothed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
No, I haven't done that. Backpack across Europe.
No.
No. Perfect a signature dish? Yeah. A couple of them.
Pizza.
Drink beer at Oktoberfest in Chicago.
I'm trying to remember
Boston,
if we did. The one down on Lincoln Avenue, the Oktoberfest they have over there. I might have.
Yeah. Run a marathon? No. Get a kid tattoo? No.
No.
Ride a Vespa? No. See your favorite comedian live? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Rickles.
You did.
Boom.
You did.
Write a novel? Mm-mm. I feel like I write a novel every day here. Let me show you folks on WGNRadio.com how many pages the show research.
You should.
I do write.
Put it under a show prep.
Yeah, show prep. Here's my book on show prep.
Yeah.
My raw notes. Write a journal.
I do. I did.
Yeah,
I actually did for quite a number of years after our first child was born.
This one sounds almost crazy. Spend a month technology free.
No way.
In the 70s. I probably spent a month. Try drugs? No. Have a threesome? Roger.
What, three cookies? What?
Three what?
I got one chocolate chip, one
have
Oreo.
Have a threesome.
Oh, that threesome.
There was a borderline time it could have happened and didn't happen when I was maybe in college at a trailer with my friend and she brought her friend.
Ooh.
But did not happen.
Okay.
Did not happen. Thought about it. That'd be a great thing just to
the opportunity
tell you.
Presented itself.
Yeah, but it's not my thing.
No.
Go to an airport and pick a random flight.
Ooh, that would be cool. If I could afford it.
That could be cool, depending on what so that's number 50. It's Dave Player on 720 WGN. We're talking 50 things turning 50. This year, and I've done this kind of chronologically so we can look at this, but officially the Super Bowl turned 50. The Doors released their first major album 50 years ago. Lunar Orbit 3, 67. The 25th Amendment, and some of these I'm going to blow through and then we can talk about some of it, but 25th Amendment designating the order of succession in the event that the president is removed from office. It was adopted on February 10th, 1967.
Isn't that something that it was not until then?
Yeah. Yeah, because there were certain situations that people were all jumping and claiming that they were going to be, you know, they were in charge when technically there was no rules, really.
And again, look at how late it was after the Kennedy assassination. It was 5 years after the Kennedy assassination before it actually got approved.
Yeah, because you got to look beyond the vice president. I mean, more than one person.
And now they keep everybody apart, too.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant. Rosemary's Baby. The movie.
God, I never liked that.
Now, this is always surprises me when I hear this. Disneyland's Pirates of the Caribbean ride is 50 years old.
That's all.
Well, no, but I mean, that surprised me in general because the movies just came out, I mean, in the last decade or so. So I assumed
But that was based on an earlier Disney program.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And Johnny Depp recently was in Disney in California. Mm-hmm. And because there's life-size figures of Johnny Depp in the exhibit or in the ride, that he actually stood there frozen while somebody came by. And then
he pretended to be
part of the scenery and then ended up, you know, waving everybody and talking to her. How cool is that, though?
That is so weird.
When you're a big star, that's not something you need to do.
Yeah.
You know, which I just love. Let's see here. The Supremes, The Happening is 50. The Boeing 737 is 50. The Outsiders, the book.
Classic.
I read it. I remember reading it in high school. Aretha Franklin's Respect. 50 years old.
I remember when she hit the scene. Man.
Yeah. Powerful. Absolutely powerful.
Yeah.
As we had on the show, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, that album of the Beatles, of course, the Monterey Pop Festival. Jimi Hendrix had his first major performance at this legendary California music festival in June of 67. Nicole Kidman, 50. Though she's had some work done. Have you seen the work on this woman?
I think I...
Roger, yeah. I mean, it's not pleasant. You know, I aging gracefully, man or woman, I think is the better way to go. And I know people are out there going, oh, yeah, you can say that.
Well, but the bench, she's got a point of view that anything over 30, you're not going to get a job in film because that's the way the film industry is, unless you're doing an old person's role.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they even probably hire someone young to make them up.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I know.
But then you got to have it done right, I think. The world's first ATM debuted at Barclays Bank in London on June 27, 1967. The association's Windy. Everybody knows it's Windy. Yep, yeah, reached Billboard's number one spot on July 1st. Will Ferrell, today's his birthday.
Oh,
the
wonderful.
Big 5-0 for Will Ferrell.
Look at that.
Yeah, he looks good. In the Heat of the Night, the movie, Sidney
Great
Poitier.
Oh, my gosh.
That's August. Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, another great movie. Mm-hmm. That was so shocking when I saw it. I'm like, wow, this is on the screen. Never saw anything like that.
Yeah, no. That's a great movie, too.
Yeah.
I want like going through some of these, I want to watch some of these now.
All right.
The Beatles, All You Need Is Love. The Flying Nun with, I never liked that show. I remember watching a rerun on, reruns on Channel 44 when I was growing up. TV 44.
Yeah. Now here's the thing. All right. Cause I was there when it was originally aired.
Yeah.
And I thought it was awesome.
Oh.
Now I watch it and it's like, I like this. Some stuff just doesn't hold up.
Yeah, exactly. Gentle Ben, 50. Faith Hill, who makes me look like crap. She looks great. Born in 67. The Broadway hit Hair. Julia Roberts' Hair turns 50.
All right.
This year, Cool Hand Luke.
Great boy.
The Countertop Microwave, introduced by the Amana Corporation in November. And this one's fun. I mean, I'm looking at some of these. Like, there's certain things I'd like to now talk about on the show and have somebody on the show.
Yeah.
Rolling Stone magazine turns 50 this year.
No way.
That's fascinating.
I thought it was before that.
I got to find
Get the editor to come on.
Yeah, you know, he does my show during the Grammys every year. One of the editors.
Get him on.
I'm going to do that for sure. The Chevy Camaro.
Oh, great car.
Now, the first generation went on sale September 29th, 1966, but it was for the 1967
year to
conclude that. The handheld calculator, the first prototype Texas Instruments Caltech was invented in 67. The Slurpee.
Wow, 7-Eleven.
See, now when I think about that now, those are one of those things. And as I mentioned, if you missed it, folks, we're going to talk about 320 to a reporter, Chicago-based reporter for the Wall Street Journal, talking about all these brands and foods that we have eaten over the years that I love how they go down. Well, we're using real cheese now. Really? What the hell have you been feeding me for 40 years?
Yeah.
But the Slurpee I put on that list, like somebody said to me, you know, do you still make, you know, Kool-Aid? Because I was talking about this the other night with my dad, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, it's gross.
Yeah, powdered sugar.
What the hell is in there? No. Yeah. You know, there's so many alternatives. Billie Jean King's championship wins. Her first championships were 50 years ago.
Wow.
King became the first woman since 1939 to win the singles, women's doubles, and mixed doubles titles at both Wimbledon and the U.S. Championships. And we're definitely going to have her on, but the Carol Burnett Show turns 50.
Are you going to have her on again?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I plan on it anyway. I hope she agrees. The first African-American justice, Thurgood Marshall, was sworn in Supreme Court October 2nd, 1967. The Monkees' Daydream Believer, as we led into the original first part of the segment. Battleship.
The Game.
By Milton Bradley.
You sunk my battleship. Mm-hmm.
The Big Mac debuted in Pittsburgh area McDonald's stores in 1967 before it was nationwide. It was released nationwide.
And I got to tell you, I worked at a McDonald's on Howard Street in Evanston.
Okay.
It was on the border with Chicago. And I remember when the Big Mac came in and how we all had to learn how to make it.
Yeah.
I remember that.
You know what? Two off-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun.
Right.
See, this was my first time having a Big Mac this year. I had never tried one. I'm a chicken nugget person.
Okay. Yeah, I am kind of too. And that was another thing when they started going, hey, we're using all chicken in there now.
Yeah, right. It's fresh chicken.
No bones.
And do you remember, because you guys don't, but the fries used to be handmade.
No, I did not know. Oh, you know, through the, like they do at Gene and Jude's? Like
we had to wash them.
Yeah.
We had to put them in a peeler. Then we had to put them by hand, one at a time, into the fry maker.
Wow.
Yeah, and then let them soak and then let that dry in the baskets for a while before you put it in the oil.
Well, they redid the fries a couple of years ago, too. But they're
really?
Okay, now we're not going to kill you with the type of stuff we're boiling them in or whatever, frying them in. Captain Crunch, the original Captain Crunch was called Crunch Berries. I'm sorry. Captain Crunch first set sail in 63.
Mm-hmm.
4 years later, Quaker added around red berries with the first spinoff Crunch Berries.
Yeah.
It was like only berries. That was good. The Jungle Book, the movie.
Oh, yeah, the original cartoon. Mm-hmm. The remake was awesome.
Yeah.
And guess what else they're remaking? I just saw it.
What's that?
A live-action Dumbo.
Oh, really? That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Ding Dongs and Ho-Hos by Hostess, 67. you know, the Twinkie is much older than that, but where was that invented?
The Twinkie was back in the 40s.
Schiller Park.
Oh, yeah.
Illinois, here.
Yeah,
Pringles, the Pringles Newfangled Potato Chips debuted in 67. My kids love that. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, the movie.
Sidney Poitier.
Yep. Light beer, they're saying. Diet beer was first sold in 1967.
I wonder what
it was called. Diet beer. It was by Reinhold.
Oh.
And then Meisterbrau came out with one, and they flopped. It wasn't until Miller Lite came out in 72.
Meisterbrau goes back with WGN Radio.
Look at that. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I remember that. It used to be the Meisterbrau Showcase.
Yeah.
Late at night.
Let's see here. Light Bright, as we came in Hasbro.
We had one of those.
We still do. And they're little boards now, almost like an Etch-a-Sketch with a drawer underneath.
Yeah. No, we had the big, it looked like an early iMac, the original Macintosh computer. Yeah.
We just can't get the little sheets. Like, I want to get some more sheets. You got to buy the whole game. Now you got to buy the whole thing again.
Really?
Yeah, they don't have, I have not found little sheets. And The Graduate. That was December 67. All right, speaking of classics here, so I love the Wonder Years. Fred Savage, Chicago's own, by the way, a star of the new Netflix comedy Friends from College, is going to join us talking about the Wonder Years, which is almost 25 years ago. And we'll do that next on 720 WGN.